828 AM, that track, Aiden Fine, Things Change. I am chatting now with Zaydoon, also known as Who Shot Scott, Auckland experimental hip-hop artist and producer. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, amazing, so good. And even better now that Love Will Never Know is out, it's your just second release on this EP. I'm so hyped for you.
Thanks, man.
The track is awesome. What's been new with this one, and how has this track, I guess, pushed you further?
This one's a whole new sound for me, to be honest. I usually kind of stick into my hip-hop, like alternative hip-hop sort of stuff, and this one, I don't know why, but I just felt like getting into my 90s inspired alternative rock, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine type sort of sound, you know?
Yeah.
So this was definitely a first for me creatively. Like, I've never sort of this territory, but it's been something that I've, as a producer, just been such an admirer of for a long time.
We love you for it for sure.
It's just one of those ones that you it's always scary to release something that's so different from everything else you do, but sometimes just as an artist, you got to do them for yourself as well, you know. You got to like make music for you and stuff that you truly love. So this is one of those ones.
Oh, hell yeah. So cool to hear. And it's cool hearing it from the horse's mouth, because I've been reading your Instagram and a lot of the captions are around that. So I guess, how have you got to this point of your brave creative philosophy?
Right. Man, it took a lot of failure. Let's just say that, you know, like a lot of time as an artist creating stuff that didn't resonate with me, you know, things that I was making more out of conformity, out of wanting to please a certain audience, or, you know, trying to have a career in music, which is really hard, and there's so much pressure, you know, to like deliver stuff that you might think will work on, you know, Spotify or you know, radio and stuff. But I got to a point eventually where I was like, you know what, none of that stuff, like, you can probably fail at trying to be commercial, you know what I mean? You can probably fail anyway at trying to be, like, a huge artist. So you may as well just do what you want to do. And I just got to the point where I, like, kind of broke free of producing all of that lame, I call it lame, but it's just, like, you know, real like, corny sort of music I was making. And then I just started making stuff that I really felt. During the first lockdown, and yeah, that's where we go. We just got some experimental sound, and yeah, super, super different, but it's worked out so far, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah, well, you're taking from so many different genres. It's so cool to see. You're like a musical chameleon, if you will. Something I always say over these earwaves is that I feel audiences can just tell when you're lying. So I guess that authenticity, do you want to talk to that for a sec? Have just been real, you know?
Yeah. I think like what I learned in terms of like songwriting that resonates really well is like not songwriting necessarily, but more just telling stories from life. So I think that's what helps. Yeah, I used to definitely think about, oh, you know, like if I sound like this guy or I sound like that, you know, if I rap like this or rap like that, then, you know, like maybe the song will be good. But then I just ended up being like, hey, man, I'm just going to talk about stuff that's happened to me, you know, whether it be good stuff, bad stuff, like trauma from my childhood or... You know, just like even like it can be good stuff as well, just like, but as long as from a real standpoint, almost like how I'm talking to you right now, just from a real, you know, person to person standpoint, just the exact same thing in the music. It's like almost as if I'm just talking to a friend about a situation that's happened to me in my life.
Oh, of course. I mean, the music industry is just such a big thing. Of course, it's growing every day. And I feel like we lose the human side of it sometimes, for sure. I've got to say that the track is punchy and in your face, and yet the lyrical content is emotional and really like true to yourself. So I guess, how is it operating with those two different opposing things at play?
Right. Yeah, that's actually a really good question. I really don't know, you know, like, I think I'm sort of playing two roles. I'm playing the role of, like, a performer, where I'm, like, coming through as a producer trying to deliver this vocal performance that's, you know, equivalent to the track, but just naturally, instead of thinking, like I said before, instead of thinking about cool stuff to say, I'll just talk about, like, really real stuff. I actually have a, like, on my iPhone, just a whole subfolder just dedicated to my, like, innermost thoughts.
So I
write a whole bunch of stuff, just, and it's not even when I'm in like songwriting mode. This is more just like if I'm out on a walk and I, you know, a crazy thought just hits my mind. I'm like, oh, that's quite, you know, profound. I'll just write that down. So I write down a whole bunch of stuff. And when it comes time to make music, and I'm like, kind of, you know, just like jamming out, playing some chords or something, and I'm trying to think of some words. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say over the song. I just whip through that, through that iPhone notes folder, and I find like little gems of little weird things as well. Sometimes it's like the weirdest stuff that doesn't even. It's like so niche. I'm like, screw it, that's me, you know, like even the weird niche stuff is me. I'm just going to say it all as I thought it.
Oh, it's amazing to see. It's just, I feel like you're just living life with your chest so full out. It's just like, here I am. It's just so inspirational to see. Talking about the video, Connor Pritchard directed, of course, for Love Will Never Know. So I guess what keeps you coming back to working with him?
Yeah, he's just like the first dude I ever worked with that just, like, I think the easiest way to say it is that I just didn't need to explain anything to him.
Mm.
Like, I just kind of got into a situation where I told him what I wanted. And I've been in so many video situations in the past where it's like, you know, I try to explain the vision. I'm like, oh, this is what I want. I want it to feel like this. And I want these emotions to be felt. And I want this lighting and that. And then it just never comes out looking that great. But with Connor, we decided early on that, like, we're going to do instead of just doing one video together, we're going to do a series of videos, and that we're going to say no to the big budget kind of music videos, like the ones that are like, you know, a million different scenes and like the fancy, you know, like the typical like rap videos is like the fancy Lamborghinis or whatnot, you know, we're going to say no to all of that. And we're just going to do really, really simple, well-executed one take music videos in 4:3 ratio with the lyrics underneath. And just release those. Just release them consistently, and not really worry about, you know, doing like these massive videos that you can, you know, realistically as an artist, you can only really like afford to make how many a year, you know. But if you do one takes, it's just so solid. And yeah, we just gelled in that sense. I feel like he gets my music, and I get his visuals. So like we mesh really well on that.
Just comes together. When it clicks, it clicks. So true.
It clicks, man.
How will you continue defying expectations into the future, and what does the future hold for you?
Wow. I mean, defying expectations has never really been the goal. So I think the best thing I can say is that I'll just continue to travel inward into my soul and keep writing from like, and you know, I'm trying to get, instead of, As I get through my career, instead of like looking around and seeing how my songs performed and then basing my next move off of that, I'm actually saying no to that formula and going deeper in the rabbit hole of me and trying to like get into what it is that speaks to me. And so I don't know if it's going to be like defying expectations, but then as I continue making music and releasing music, it's going to be more and more accurate of a soul expression of who I am as a person, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I see. The words are out of my mouth. I'm speechless, and I'm a radio host. Okay, we'll play the track. Who Shot Scott? Love Will Never Know. Thanks so much for chatting with me this morning.
Thanks, man.
Tell me why I fell in love in the nighttime. If only Omi was to see down the pipeline. I couldn't feel a fucking thing. I was quite blind. The superstition couldn't sting with the white wine. Put inhibitions in the past. Couldn't take that. I knew this shit would never last. Couldn't break back.
That's good.
Tell me why I fell in love in the nighttime. If only Omi was to see it on the pipeline. I couldn't feel a fucking thing, I was quite blind. The superstition couldn't scream with the white wine. Put in the visions in the past, couldn't take that. I knew this truth would never last, couldn't break back. Cause all I wanted was some caution to brace back. A feminist but not a dog or a stray cat. Bitch, I need a paycheck.
Myself and I, that's on some gang shit. Yeah.
You could ask the people that I hang with. Had a main chick, that relationship was tainted. Now I'm in the zone, I'm super gracious. I don't play shit, other rappers super basic. Beats and bars and melodies, the same shit. I'm an alien, that's why I need me some space shit. We cannot compare because you ain't shit.
There'll be so many freshers and seconds.